Hi, I'm Richard Sevigny. Welcome to another edition of Live in the Shoe Swap. The Shoe Swap lost its ambassador to Gypsy Jazz as Willie Gaw passed away last November. I had the opportunity to interview Willie back in 2013 as he told tales about Django Reinhardt and his own journey into that lively music. Our chat included a selection of his favorite Django tunes. I present to you now this musical conversation with Willie Gaw.
I made my song list because I love all these songs. They make me feel great. And Djangology was the first tune that I learned how to play. And if I was a true musician, I could tell you what they're doing in there, you know, glissando this and glissando that, but I couldn't tell you those things. But I can tell you how it feels, and I can tell you that this piece of music, when anyone hears it, I think it's really captures the quintet of the Hot Club of France, which was Django's band and Stefan Grappelli's band. And it captures their essence, and it captures the essence of what Gypsy Jazz is. It's upbeat, it's... Oh, listen to it and take it from there.
Gypsy Jazz, how'd you fall into that?
Well, fell into it with that chocolate movie. You know, that's how I fell into it. And it, when I heard the minor swing for the first time, I had never been moved so much in my life by a piece of music, ever. And I wasn't a musician when I heard it. I knew how to play a few chords and, you know, had written a couple small songs like D, G, and C kind of stuff, and a minor chord. But I had no sense of music, not really. And when I heard Minor Swing, I wanted to know how to do that. I wanted to know how to play that. But I didn't have a clue how to go about doing it. The computer, YouTube wasn't happening at the time, and I didn't have internet. And my son was taking violin with Richard Owings.
Right.
And I had seen Richard at some function, and he was playing guitar, and he was really good at it, and it sounded great to me. And I thought, well, geez, I'll ask him. Maybe he can teach me how to play this. So at a recital one night, I asked him. He said, "No, I don't teach guitar." And I said, "Well, I've seen you play, and I've heard you. You're good, and I want to take lessons from you." "Well, I don't do that. I teach violin," Richard said. So he said, then he asked me what I wanted to learn, and I said everything about Django Reinhardt and how to play that music. Well, I didn't know at that time that when he was a kid going to Berkeley, that he was transcribing Grappelli's solos, and he loved those guys. And so I think I just kind of touched something in Richard about Django Reinhardt, and maybe my insistence as well. And so he took me on as a guitar student. B.A. Du. Yes.
Translation.
Love Letters is how they put it onto the album when they first put it out. The English version was called Love Letters. And B.A. Du starts off almost like a ballad, and you kind of get lulled into it, and then it just takes off in that rapid thing that the Hot Club does. And it's so exciting for me, because Grappelli just takes off in this song. I can only imagine what they were like in the recording studio. Django can't hold himself back, and he's there, yeah, yeah, and he's just yelling out, and they leave it in the album, they leave it in the recording, it's there, so... I've loved After You've Gone all my life. Before I knew who Django Reinhardt was, I just loved it. My mother would play all old jazz standards at home and stuff like that. And in this particular song, it's extremely fast. And they have a vocalist, Freddie Taylor, who sings on this. And his smoky voice. And it's After You've Gone, gypsy jazz style.
There's a bunch of black expats that ended up in France in the 1930s, would he one of those?
He was.
What was her name there? The dancer.
Josephine Baker.
Yes, because she was there at the same time.
This whole time in France was what was going on, you know? Like, France became, I think, second in the world to America for jazz at the time. There was nowhere else it was happening, right? And all the people, Hemingway, everybody who was in France at the time, sooner or later would get together and hang around and hear Django's music. And if it was Louis Armstrong coming to town, in it, invariably these people would get together at a jam somewhere at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. A phone would ring, and are you busy? No, come on over, Louis here, right? And they would go and play all day. Django and his boys were the only guitar players around. There were a couple other North American guitar players that came into the picture.
Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine. You want me only after you've gone. Oh, there's that do 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 do